الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، اما بعد، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا ولا كل ضامر ياتين من كل فج عميق. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم في قولي الحج أشهر معلومات شوال وذو القعدة وذو الحج، وقال الله تعالى في الحج ولله على الناس حج البيت من استطاع إليه سبيلا، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من لم يمنعه من الحج حاجة ظاهرة أو سلطان جائر أو مرض حابس فمات ولم يحج فليمت إن شاء يهودي وإن شاء نصرانيا، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من حج الله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجاك يوم ولدته أمه، وأتم عليه الصلاة والسلام أربع أمر كلهن في ذي القعدة إلا التي كانت مع حجته. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام تابعوا بين الحج والعمرة فإنهما ينفيان الفقر والذنوب، من مكملات الحج زيارة سيد القبور لسيد أهل القبور، وورد في فضلها السنن إسناد بعض حسن، كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من زار قبري وجبت له شفاعتي وأنا أنبئكم بأمر يهمكم، وهو أن ذي القعدة التي يلي شوالا لما كان من أشهر الحج ووقتا لوقوع أمر النبي صلى الله عليه الصلاة والسلام، فأي شك في يمنه وأي كلام، وما شد شناعة من يأتك فيها شوما كبعض من الله خبرة له بالأحكام. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted us tawfiq to keep fast in Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to maintain this taqwa which has been attained in Ramadan for the whole year, but I can say for the whole life. And after that, Shawwal has come. And the start of Shawwal was Eid al-Fitr, and its ahkam have been described in the previous lectures. And now, Alhamdulillah, after Eid al-Fitr, these ayyam are called ayyam al-Hajj. As you heard this hadith, what I have narrated, that ayyam al-Hajj means these 3 months, Shawwal, Zilqa'dah, and Zilhajj. So I think it is the time to tell about the Hajj, especially the importance of Hajj and significance of Hajj and farziyat of Hajj. This is very, very much important because of ghaflat, because of ignorance, many people who can do it and it is obligatory for them and they don't do it. And because of this, they are in danger. As just now, in one hadith, it has been narrated that I think I should quote that hadith directly, which will be helpful in this regard. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those people who can, it means they have istita'at of Hajj, and they have not been stopped by some hakim or by some illness, or very much need, high value of need, and he dies without performing Hajj, So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not care about him, whether he dies as a Yahudi or as a Nasrani. So it is very, very much dangerous. And the Hadith Sharifa, what I have quoted, one of them says, Rasulullah said, whoever is not prevented from, yes, this is performing Hajj by a manifest necessary or a tyrant ruler or preventing illness, and he passes away without performing Hajj, may die if he so wishes as a Jew or if he so wishes as a Christian. And Rasulullah said, whoever performs Hajj and did not commit any obscenity nor committed any sinful deed will return free from sin like the day his mother gave birth to him. See the situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the means of tarbiyat, of training in all our ibadat. Just like in offering prayer, we get abdiyat. In keeping fast, we get taqwa. And in zakat, we stop hubbimal, bukhl. And in hajj, actually, in very little time, to have a training that much, which is sufficient for the whole life. If one performs hajj according to the rules, and he does not perform these three things. Al-hajj wa ashur ma'lumat, faman farada fi al-hajj fala rafasa, wala fusuqa, wala jidala fi al-hajj. These three things. It means he should not do rafs, he should not do fisk, and he should not do jidal. And how the tarbiyat is coming because of this? Because in Hajj, the chances of these things are very, very much high. Because in tawaf, both males and females are performing tawaf at the same time. And in hotels, in all the places, they are present at one time and one place. And also, because of this, that things are scattered, and anybody can use things of other, which is fisk. So the chance of this is also very high. Maybe the person getting in from the fridge things of some other people is not good. So the chance of this is very high. Similarly, jidal. Once I was in Germany and I had a friend, no Muslim, he was new Muslim. So I asked him, he performed Hajj, I asked him, what's your experience about Hajj? He said, the population of Karlsruhe is 0.2 million and also the population of Makkah is 0.2 million. At that time it was like this. If 2 million people come and sits at the head of 0.2 million, they will eat each other. But I saw that they were adjusting with them, with each other. So I was impressed because of this. So see how it was possible, because of not going in jidal. This is stopped. So the situation is this, that it was only possible in the presence of Kaaba. Because Kaaba is such a place which has a very high jazb. And while a person is having jazb, he can compel nafs to perform many things which the nafs does not want. So in this jazb condition, he performs all these things. So by this he can become habitual, and he will be doing this in that future after that. And also there is another thing. At the time a person is moving before Hajar Aswad, so its property is this, that if a person is moving before Hajar Aswad in any condition, that condition is stamped, and that remains after that till another time he comes before Hajar Aswad. So therefore, if a person gets a good condition there and he moves before Hajar Aswad in that condition, inshallah, that will be stamped and he will be able to perform this in future also. So this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has managed, has granted us the course of work in which we can get this training. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed 4 umrahs, all of them in the month of Zikada, except the umrah which he performed with his Hajj, because it was part of that. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has performed Hajj Qiran, and Hajj Qiran, umrah and Hajj are at the same time. It means first umrah is done and halq is not done, and it is attached with the Hajj. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has performed Hajj Qiran. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, follow Hajj and Umrah with each other, for verily the two of them remove poverty and sins and of the deeds which aid to the excellence of Hajj is to visit the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the most noble of all the image of the grave. Many reports have reached us regarding the great merit of this act, and the chain of transmission of some of these reports are hasan. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever visits my grave, for him my intercession will be encomit. And now I inform you of something which is very, very important, and that is the month of Zikad, which follows Shawwal, is one of the month of Hajj, and because it was month of 4 umrahs Rasulullah SAW has performed, therefore there can be no doubt as the good fortune and the blessing of this month. How much most unfortunate is the view of those people who view this month is the month of ill omen. That can only be view of ignorant ones who are ignorant of the rules of Sharia. So it means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling about Umrah and Hajj, that one should do it one after other. And it removes poverty and sins. Many people think, oh, how much I shall earn money, this is very difficult, and I shall become poor if I use this money in Hajj. Actually, this is not the condition. This is the property of Hajj and Umrah, that the person who performs this, he becomes ghani. Yes. And the other thing is this, that many people are saying, oh, you are doing all the times Hajj and Umrah, you should spend this money to the, you can say, poor people, and you should give this money to the ill people, this will be good. But see the situation, those people who are saying this, what they are doing about this? Are they helping poor people? They will be having 2 cars and 3 cars in their porch, and they will not be given anything to the poor. Only they are saying this thing about Hajj and Umrah. Not they are saying about to those people who are doing this. It means they are just against Hajj and Umrah. just like for qurbani, for nahar, the people are speaking against it at that time. Oh, you are slaughtering these many things and you should give this money to the poor people. So actually these are those liberals who are ignorant of their sharia, of their knowledge of Islam. Anyhow, we shouldn't follow these people. We should perform Hajj and Umrah. They are not wiser than Hazrat Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh, who was faqih. He performed 52 Hajjs. So how this could be done if it was not good? And the other thing is this, that to go to Madinatul Munawwara after Hajj, because Madinatul Munawwara and this Roza Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is present. And there are some people who say when you go to Madinatul Munawwara, you should behave niyat of Masjid Nabawi, not of the Qabr of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are people who are saying this. But see the situation about this Hadith Sharif, what I have quoted now. In this Rasulullah Sallam, manzara qabri. You mean the person who visits my qabr. Not Masjid Nabawi, he's not saying. So it means our niyat should be for. And the other thing is this, that Bilal radhiyallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, so he left Madinatul Munawwara after date, went to Syria and married there and had children. But he saw a dream in which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, why are you not coming to us? So after that, when he got up, he managed a very, very fast camel and was coming quickly and reached Madinatul Munawwara and just went to Qabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. After that, Sa'bah ibn Banim came to know that Bilal has come. They were very happy. But see the situation. It is, no, don't go to the dream. It's Dhani. But see this, it is amal of Ashabi. Ma'ana alayhi wa Ashabi. So it is amal of Ashabi. So it means we should go with the... And the other thing is this, that in Hadith, one riwayat is of... 1,000 time ajr of a salat in Masjid Nabawi and 100,000 for the salat in Haram of Makkah, or 50,000 for the Masjid Nabawi and 100,000 for the Haram in Makkah. No, if it is for the niyat of Masjid Nabawi, how a person will leave 100,000 for 1,000 or for 50,000? How it is possible? So actually, they are leaving that 100,000 only for this Qabr of Rasulullah ﷺ, because on this it means that Shafaat of Rasulullah ﷺ, yes, that he will be available for him. So it means we should think about these things. And once, for example, if in England a person is living, yes, and he's from a Faisalabad, and he by some official work, he comes to Lahore. And without meeting his father in Faisalabad, goes back to England. What his father will be feeling about? See the situation. So it is just, yes, of course, it is farz, hajj. Hajj is farz. Not going to Medina is farz. But this is, Rasulullah is more than father for us. So how we can live this part if we perform Hajj and we do not go to Madinatul Munawwara? Yes, this is very, very much important. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding of this correctly, and we should perform according to that. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim وتوب عليك وتوب عليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك.